This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, in for Terry Gross. Musicians ranging from Tom Waits and Lucinda Williams to the Blind Boys of Alabama and Sinead O'Connor have come together to cover the music of gospel blues performer Blind Willie Johnson. It's for a new tribute album called God Don't Never Change. Music critic Milo Miles begins his review with Sinead O'Connor performing Trouble Will Soon Be Over.
Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Well, Christ is my burden bearer. He's my only friend. Till the end of my sorrow, he tells me to lean on him.
It's essential to emphasize the many contradictions of Blind Willie Johnson, starting with the basic one that he sang religious music while playing slide guitar that was all potent blues. He was from Texas, but sounded like a performer from the Mississippi Delta. He often sang in a growling bass that was not his natural voice, but a signal of his possession by the spirits. Most of all, as mysterious as his life remains, his songs are vivid and present. All the proof you need is on the new collection of cover tunes, God Don't Never Change. It begins with a striking rendition by another distinctive growler, Tom Waits.
I want somebody to tell me.
Only one known photo of Johnson, and tales of his private life have an eerie, legend-like quality, not unlike the stories of that other blues sorcerer, Robert Johnson. Blind Willie's widow Angeline told blues scholar Sam Charters that he had been blinded as a child when his stepmother threw lye in his face after she was beaten for infidelity by his father. Explanation enough for one of Johnson's best-known originals, Motherless Children Have a Hard Time, here given a straight gospel reading by the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Motherless children have a hard time when mother is gone.
Mother is gone.
Motherless children have a hard time when mother is gone.
God Don't Never Change includes many inventive, reformulated songs. The band Cowboy Junkies would not seem ideal candidates to cover Blind Willie Johnson, but their version of Jesus Is Coming Soon incorporates a sample of Johnson's original vocal that delivers his withering fervor. Johnson is not just a Christian, but an apocalyptic who concentrates on the fallen world's anguish and calamities, such as the 1918 flu epidemic described here.
Wait, I'm tired, God done warned, Jesus coming soon. Wait, I'm tired, God done warned, Jesus coming soon.
In the year 1918, God sent a mighty disease. It killed many thousands.
The most certain part of Johnson's life is his professional career. He drew large crowds as a street singer and recorded for Columbia three times, from late 1927 to 1930, when the Depression devastated the music industry. He toured and played in New York City as late as 1938, before dying in 1945, either from malaria or the more legendary account that he caught pneumonia sleeping in the ashes of his house that had burned down. The standout reinvention for me on this record, the one that best conveys Johnson's strangeness, is the title track by Lucinda Williams. Her searing conviction hammers home Johnson's faith that an omnipresent God was not only all over the floor, but down in hell, and could order a mountain to skip around like a lamb.
Mm-hmm. God don't ever change, he's God. Mm-hmm. Always will be God, he's God. Mm-hmm. God don't ever change, he's God. Mm-hmm. Always will be God, he's God. God don't ever change, he's God. Mm-hmm. Always will be God, he's God. God don't ever change, he's God. Always will be God. Oh, he's a God in the middle of the ocean, a God in the middle of the sea, by the heavenly great creator. He truly been a God to me. He's God.
Blind Willie Johnson's complete original recordings remain available on Columbia. And whether you hear them or this set of covers first, you'll immediately want to acquire the other. I want to acknowledge producer Jeffrey Gaskell's years of effort to bring out God Don't Never Change, including a Kickstarter campaign, and praise Michael Cochran's detailed liner notes, which come as close as anyone ever will to piercing the veils around Blind Willie Johnson.
Milo Miles reviewed God Don't Never Change, the songs of Blind Willie Johnson on the Alligator label. Coming up, we remember Harry Wu, the Chinese activist who died earlier this week. This is Fresh Air.